Honolulu Civil Beat's Reality Check gives us an update on the proposed playground for Ala Moana Beach Park. Reporter Christina Jedra joins us today. Good morning. Big news.
Good morning. Yes, there's a big announcement yesterday.
So tell us, I understand there's going to be like an actual press conference tomorrow, but somehow the word leaked out.
That's right. Word's gotten out that the much-debated proposed playground project at Ala Moana Regional Park is not going to be in the People's Park after all. The private funders of the project are now saying they're shifting their focus to Kaka'ako Gateway Park near the Children's Discovery Center, which is something that opponents of the project at Ala Moana have been asking for a while now.
So do you know what kind of decided to, have them have this change of heart?
Yes. Yeah, so there's been a lot of opposition to the park at Ala Moana. People have been concerned about taking up too much green space, parking traffic, building in an area already threatened by sea level rise. But all those arguments have kind of not been moving the conversation forward. The plan was still to build at Ala Moana. What changed now is that the land at Kaka'ako Gateway Park has fallen into the city's hands. It used to be owned by the Hawaii Community Development Authority. And as of October, they transferred the land to the city. So it created this opportunity to shift gears with the project that had been really, a topic of heated discussion in town.
Right, it has. I mean, it's so emotional, this issue.
Yeah, but, it's gotten contentious.
Have you had a chance to talk to the folks that proposed this idea of the park?
Yeah, I spoke with Alana Kobayashi Pakala yesterday. She's a board member of Pa'ani Kako. That's the nonprofit that's funding the playground. And it sounds like at the end of the day, the opponents and the pro-playground folks got in a room together and made a compromise. It sounds like everybody wants to promote inclusivity. The playground is designed to be accessible to kids with disabilities. So the compromise they came up with is they're going to put a handicap accessible bathroom at Ala Moana Beach Park, and they're going to move the accessible playground to Kaka'ako. So it's going to be kind of a win-win. And again, just because that land opened up, so there's its new opportunity.
Well, Kaka'ako has always had the issue of the homeless taking over those parks. And I know, the Children's Discovery Center has had its hands full with problems down there. But hopefully, as more people use the park down there, that we can, take back that park and make it come alive again.
That has been a concern, the homeless population in that park, and it's not yet clear what the plan is to address that at this time. But basically, the playground project will kind of have to start from square one. They're going to have to do an environmental assessment. All those things that they've been doing for Ala Moana, they're kind of starting over at Kaka'ako. So there'll be plenty of public meetings to address those concerns.
It's interesting because I know I've had a conversation with Clark Hatch, and he put in exercise equipment up at Diamond Head. And he had talked about, doing something similar at Kapi'olani Park and Kaka'ako Park. So, maybe the timing is right. And if you get more things to do down at Kaka'ako and draw more people, that, again, we can have peace in the park and not Pilikia.
Right. At the end of the day, I mean, the goal for everyone is to make our public places enjoyable for everyone, families and children and kids with disabilities. So it sounds like they've finally come together and found a good win-win for everybody.
Are there folks that are still kind of skeptical, though, about how this is all going to work?
There are. I think there's cautious optimism on both sides. For the folks that had fought against the playground at Ala Moana, they want to make sure everything's done right in Kaka'ako and that there's public input every step of the way. And for the parents that had wanted the playground at Ala Moana, they're a bit disappointed. I spoke with one father, Sam King. He's an attorney, and he really liked the idea of having the option of going to the beach, playing in the sand and the water, and then also when they get tired of that, bringing his son over to the playground. So some folks are a bit bummed about the change, but, at the end of the day, King said that he would still bring his kid to the playground in Kaka'ako, and that would be good too.
Now, there's still a lot of, change coming to Ala Moana because of the master plan that the city has for that area.
That's right. The playground was just part of a larger renovation. They're going to be doing sand replenishment and a bunch of other changes. So you're still going to see Ala Moana spruced up. There just won't be a playground there.
Right. And there's going to be an upcoming meeting, I think, on that SMA, right?
Yes, on Wednesday at 10:30 at the pavilion in the park, there will be a meeting to address the special management area permit. So if you're interested in giving your thoughts on the park's renovation, everyone's welcome to go.
Okay, and we'll see what happens at that press conference tomorrow.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks so much. That was reporter Christina Jedra with today's Reality Check. To get all the details, visit civilbeat.org.